Good afternoon, and thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak to you today. Moving along with the technology theme, I want to talk to you a bit about a smartphone app that my team has developed at the University of Georgia in conjunction with some colleagues at the University of Florida that right now is limited in its scope to Florida and Georgia. Alabama will be added by the next growing season, but we have great plans to make it available for the whole Cotton Belt, so I'll describe that as well. The website where you can access this app, if you want to jot this down now, is called smartirrigationapps.org. It's available both for an iPhone platform and an Android platform, and it's completely free at the moment. Notice the at the moment. So when we developed this app, we had set some goals for ourselves, and the main thing are the three items at the bottom that are colored in red. We wanted to make it so that it would require minimum user input, because there are a lot of scheduling tools that require you to go to a website and enter and check every day. So we wanted to make this thing easy to use so that it would be something that would run in the background and would send you information when you needed to do something about irrigation. So you didn't have to check it every day. You didn't have to add information every day. And we wanted to make it engaging, not static. So as many irrigation tools, what this one does is that it uses a soil water balance approach. Essentially, what we're doing is we're starting at the beginning of the growing season with a certain amount of water in the soil profile. We estimate that. And then from then, we add rain and irrigation, and we subtract how much water the plant is using on a daily basis using a crop coefficient approach, which I'll describe on the next slide. So you can see that, you know, we're going from estimating full water profile to perhaps, slightly drier soil water profile. So we run that balance every day. It's a very simple approach. Sort of like a checkbook approach. It's been done for a number of years by many researchers. So our innovation is taking this and simplifying it and putting it into an app that requires minimum user input. The basis of this soil water balance approach is using a crop coefficient and evapotranspiration estimates. So this is the FAO 56 method that many of you may be aware of. It has been developed and is well established around the world. But the critical thing is that you need good weather data with which to estimate your reference evapotranspiration, which is the ETO or ET0 that's in this equation. The next part that you have to have a good crop coefficient curve. And we have made a decision that rather than use days after planting for a crop coefficient curve, we were using growing degree days or accumulated heat units, because if you can understand or can imagine that in a cloudy, wet year like we had this year in the southeast, the crop is going to grow a lot differently than in a hot, dry year. And so days after planting doesn't always represent the phenological stage well. So we were using growing degree days, and we, for the southeast, developed a crop coefficient curve that we accumulated from data that were collected from many states in the southeast. And Cotton Incorporated was very helpful in helping us get these data together. So some of the important things to note about the crop coefficient curve is that you see as we reach different phenological stages, for example, first square or first flower, the amount of water that the plant uses changes. So that gets incorporated into the app. And as we reach these stages, then it starts estimating that the crop uses more or less water as we go through the life cycle. So just to give you a few ideas of what this app looks like, when you first start it up, it uses the GPS coordinates in your phone, if you allow it to do so, to locate your field. If you're not at your field, you can drag a pin and place it where your field is. Okay? The next thing it's going to do in its current version is that it identifies the closest weather station to your field. So right now it's using weather station networks in Georgia and Florida, and by next growing season in Alabama as well. So you have to have a weather station that it knows in its, you know, in its memory. So it identifies the closest weather station, as you can see here. And then it asks you, the user, for input on your soil type. So we made the decision to keep this pretty simple. So we have 7 generic soil types. So we don't have to worry about having a huge database of all the soil types that NRCS recognizes, for example. So you go from sand to clay, basically. So you estimate what your sand content is, and you register that. Now, with funding from Cotton Incorporated, what we're trying to do is transition from the ground-based weather stations in Georgia and Florida and Alabama to a nationwide estimated precipitation and ET database. So NOAA, which is now releasing forecast of evapotranspiration for the whole country. We've been monitoring that. It's been doing quite well. There are also a number of groups all around the country that are giving us really good estimates of precipitation. So we hope that by this coming growing season, we will have an early version of the app that uses data from these database systems. So that will release it to a wider footprint. But we still need to get the crop coefficient curves for the different regions. Otherwise, you really wouldn't be able to use a crop coefficient curve for the Southeast, for example, in Arizona. So we would have to incorporate those for the different regions. So with the funding from Cotton Incorporated, we're moving to have an early release for the coming growing season. Some other parameters that you have to input, this is only done once, is the type of irrigation system you're using. Right now, it supports two types of irrigation systems, pivots and subsurface drip. We would add future irrigation systems as well. Basically, this is just a way we allocate the efficiency of the irrigation event. And we also ask the user to input the default irrigation amount so that you don't have to type in how much you irrigate it every time. But you can change that. That's easy to do. So here are three screenshots of what the app looks like when you're using it. The one on the far left kind of shows you the main user interface. So it shows you the field name, the planting date, all the stuff you've entered. And then it shows you a little bar that summarizes the status of the soil water available to you. And it gives it to you in the percentage of your deficit, so how much have you used. Once you get to 50% deficit of your plant available water, it's going to send you a notification that says it's time for you to start thinking about irrigation. Okay? So here are two different screenshots. One that shows you what happens after irrigation. So you can see there are two shades of blue here. And the one was the deficit before you irrigated, and then the lighter blue shows you where you are now after you irrigated, so you can kind of get an idea of, you know, how effective your irrigation was, theoretically. And then this shows you how it records rain as well. We also push notification when you receive rain. Now, rain is a really important parameter for you to enter accurately into this, because if you have a weather station that's 20 miles away from you, that may or may not accurately represent what's going on in your field. So you may want to enter manually or adjust what the weather station has told you has happened. And you can do this in our adjustment screens by using the plus minus buttons to increase or decrease the amount of recorded irrigation or rain. So I think the best part of the whole app are these notifications. So the notifications are generated automatically and they're sent to you to let you know that something needs your attention or that rain has happened or that the phenology of the plant is changing so that you can verify that indeed you're at first flower or first open bowl, because that's very important for the crop coefficient to be correct. So these will come to you and you don't really need to take any action unless you get a notification. And that's the beauty of the app, in my opinion. We also have on the website tutorials, so you can go and view this to see if it interests you before you download the app. And I want to share with you here the last couple of minutes that I have available some of the performance data from this app. So we've been studying this for the last 3 years. In 2013, we did a pre-release study, and then in 2014 and 15, it was post-release studies. And if you can just sort of focus on the red items here, it shows you the performance of the app when compared to the University of Georgia Extension Checkbook Irrigation Method. Okay, so in general, it's performing pretty well. In wet years, it really saves a lot of water and has about the same yields as the checkbook method. On dry years, it saves a little bit more water too and has about the same results. So it's doing quite well. These are the data for 2015, which we just put together. So I was running it for these plots, and this year our farm manager was telling me that the yields are going to be really good. He said, be very, very careful not to underwater. So I think I overwatered a little bit. But anyway, so we have 233 users in Georgia, Florida that are using this. There have been 520 fields that were irrigated with this app in 2015. So there is some adoption, but we expect once we have this available for nationwide that you will take advantage of it and use it as consultants with some of your producers and your clients, just to test it and see if it provides any useful information to you. And you can go to my website, which is valitas.org, and get links to any other of the other information I've presented so far. I don't think I have anything else to add. We have a minute for questions?
Yes.
Any questions about the app? Okay, well, thanks for your attention. Now you'll hear about a more interesting app from Bill.